Hi, and welcome to Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you from the field today. I'm at 801 North Jackson Street in Farr, Texas. That's spelled P-H-A-R-R. And it's near McAllen in the Rio Grande Valley in Hidalgo County. And I'm outside the Fox South Texas station, the Fox affiliate. And the reason I'm outside the Fox affiliate today is, of course, they're one of the local branch of the mass media cartel that is not telling the full truth about vaccines. That's just the long and the short of it. The vaccination issue is not being given full and comprehensive coverage, particularly the downside, the perils, the dangers, the risks, and the reported highly serious adverse reactions and the reported deaths from vaccines that are not being investigated. And so we're taking it to the streets, taking it to the media today, you might say. And it's a bit noisy. Listeners live and on the archive, excuse some of the traffic noise. We're doing the best we can. We're always trying to improve our equipment, audio, video-wise. And one of the things here is that I want to make sure we mention and say hello to Ron Avery, of course, again, ladies and gentlemen. He's the engineer once again. We're shooting this livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y. So we have a live video stream as well as the audio stream to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. This has become a common practice on this show, Stop the Presses. So we have a much more professional and multimedia approach. How am I coming through, Ron?
Excellent.
Great. Yes. I'm at the station here, and my picture, for those that watch the live stream live or on the archive, I might get out of frame once in a while. You'll have to excuse some of the inconsistencies. I'm holding up the tablet. I don't have an external cameraman. I might have a little later in today's show, but that's not the case right now. But I'm going to just show a little bit of what the scenery looks like around here, Ron. Let me just see what I can do here.
Well, he's adjusting the camera.
And
this is Friday. Maybe we can get some good call in from people
today.
Can you
see the sign to the station?
Yeah, somebody's coming in.
Yes. But anyway, this is the Entravision station. They have Fox News out of here, the CW, Univision, as you can see, some radio. Univision and Entravision, I think, are largely Spanish speaking. But Fox South Texas comes out of this station too, or at least is relayed through here. I think they anchor it here. That's always a bit of a mystery with the mass media cartel. But this is just what the scenery looks like. I'm panning around. This is the busy Jackson Street in McAllen, Texas. I'm doing a full circle here just to give a feel for the video listeners and video viewers, that is, what this looks like. There's the main station right there. You should be able to see the front door to that. And so on and so forth. There's the signage again. But anyway, that's what it looks like. Now, I should be back in the screen now.
Yeah. And
so how are we doing so far, Ron?
Real good. Are there a bunch of people trying to get vaccines all in a line down there this morning?
Yeah, that's true. Earlier, I was at the Farr Event Center near Highway 281 North that goes out of the valley and heads towards San Antonio. And there was a full parking lot. As a matter of fact, there's more than one parking lot there, and they seem to both be largely full except for the south parking lot. And it was rather heavily patrolled by police, a little more than I thought would be. And I don't know why that is so. But there have been people here in South Texas getting vaccinated by the thousands. I would estimate roughly, Ron, at least 2,000 to 3,000 every week since they rolled out the Moderna and the Pfizer BioNTech vaccines. And again, here at Fox South Texas, and then the KRGV ABC affiliate nearby in Weslaco, Texas, and the other NBC and CBS affiliates, which is KGBT. The ABC is KRGV. I want to get those right. All of them report, of course, the same narrative, the same story, that vaccines are the greatest thing since sliced bread and the invention of the wheel. There couldn't possibly be anything wrong with them. The only thing wrong is we're not getting vaccinated fast enough. And when are we going to get the vaccine? It must be a cure-all. It must be like the Fountain of Youth that DeSoto talked about in Florida back 400 or 500 years ago, the explorer DeSoto. I think this is the vision they have in mind. There's absolutely no chance that that's true. And viewers can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and I'll show a little bit more about this later. But those watching or listening can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can look at the new Citizen Reporter. As promised, it's been posted, and the new Citizen Reporter outlines much of the latest balanced information about vaccinations, and it gets the information out there, Ron, that the mass media cartel, such as Fox News South Texas right behind me, is not reporting. One item, and I can elaborate on this later, is the National Vaccine Information Center, a nonpartisan group, is saying there's been at least 181 deaths that apparently, I'll stress the word apparently to be fair, 181 deaths apparently attributed to the two vaccines. But we have to keep in mind is that with the reporting system, such as the VAERS, the VAERS system for reporting vaccines, they're voluntary, and most people say that they tend to underreport the adverse reactions of vaccines, any vaccine, including COVID, and they tend to underreport assumed deaths from the vaccines. So whatever deaths we see that are being at least tentatively attributed to the vaccine, such as 181 with the National Vaccine Information Center, those numbers are probably low, Ron. And that's what's interesting. The estimates are probably lowball. And yes, some of them deserve more investigation to establish the causal link for sure between the vaccines and the deaths. But the bottom line is the mass media cartel, such as Fox News here, they completely avoid these issues. They don't explore them. Excuse the noise. It's as if they never happened. That's the thing, Ron. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, don't we all know that it's better to be dead than unvaccinated? I mean, your only option they give you is death. And we all know that, you know, we'd be better off dead if we don't get the vaccine. So even if you die from it, it's a blessing. So I think that's the way they look at it. You know, you're one of the fortunate ones if you die from the vaccine. You just don't have to mess with it anymore. You know, I mean... again, one of the things I want to keep reminding people about this, and we always get beside ourselves, is that all of the way they're going about this is simply unlawful. It's actually state terrorism. They can look it up in Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 2331, and it tells you what domestic terrorism is, and it's the use of harm or violence to alter public policy of the law. Well, the public policy around vaccines is that it's all voluntary. And what are they doing? They're harming us until we take the vaccine. They've already told us vaccines is what does away with the pandemic. And as long as we have the pandemic, we have all these restrictions. So they're just going to harm us until we take the vaccine. Well, that's nothing but state terrorism, flat out.
Yes, and I would also add that as a corollary of what you're saying, Ron, and I may be departing the Fox News station location here because the wind seems to have picked up. It's just so notorious for South Texas within about an hour of the Gulf. But it's also a corollary of what you're saying, Ron, that it's a form of torture, too, because you're saying we'll let up on these excruciating restrictions that are closing your business or slowing down your business. We'll give you back your full freedom of assembly and worship, and we'll stop harming you only on condition that you take an extremely risky vaccine. And we in the media and we in the local and state and national and world health departments are going to completely ignore or downplay the serious effects that any vaccine can have, particularly these ones that have been rushed to market from Moderna and Pfizer. And so we're going to only lift that burden if you agree to take a vaccine that is highly risky, has caused deaths, has caused extreme harm, extreme adverse reactions. We know that it has done some of that. And so that's the condition. Well, we'll give you your freedom in exchange for a vaccine that's highly risky anyway. And so that's a form of torture. Wouldn't that possibly come under the Geneva Conventions? I mean, that's worth looking up.
I thought we got rid of that during Rome, you know, during the Roman times. If you renounced your belief in Christ Jesus, they wouldn't put you in the lions, out with the lions to eat. So as long as you renounce, and isn't it today the very same thing? You have to renounce the fact that you've been created in the image of God to go down and get these vaccines, because they're not going to let you into society without a vaccine. They're going to cut you out of society unless you get a vaccine. That talk about a gateway drug. Haven't we always heard about a gateway drug? Well, you know, gateway drugs used to be, you know, you smoke a little of that and pretty soon you're injecting stuff into your arm. Well, now the new gateway drug is you can't get back into society unless you take this potion. It's just a potion. In fact, it's not really a traditional vaccine. So it's some potion they've whipped up. I call it potion COVID number 19. Kind of like the love potion number 9. This is the poison potion number 19. They're going to whip it up and put it in your veins, and you can't get into society unless you've had it. Now, I just think that is abject everything. That's the worst stuff I've... It doesn't get any worse than this.
Exactly. That's a great point. It's worse than the Scarlet Letter. It's worse than the stockade. It's akin to what people say happened to the Jews in World War II and other minorities or groups or organizations or ethnic groups that have been oppressed and genocided throughout history, whatever the case might be. The Kulaks and others in Ukraine during Stalin's reign, what happened there. I believe that was one of the groups that he cracked down on. But anyway, I'm moving away from the station now, as you can see, Ron. The wind is getting to be a bit much. We did get a glimpse of the station, and we'll be doing more field work, ladies and gentlemen, of course, bringing you things live and doing it with video as well as the audio. Livestream.com/Ron Avery for the audio video, and of course, republicbroadcasting.org for the audio. But I'm moving away. How am I doing picture-wise?
Oh, you're doing great.
Great. Yeah, I'm walking back to my truck slowly but surely. But you make a great point, and I add on some other points in the New Citizen Reporter. Again, it's posted at republicbroadcasting.org, ladies and gentlemen. Go to that website, and you'll see in the main story slide, the main slide thing where the top stories, the news stories are posted. You'll see it in there, New Citizen Reporter, but it's also under RBN Updates to the lower right on the homepage, and that same New Citizen Reporter is listed, and it gets into a lot of the new data focusing on vaccines, as the headline indicates. And so this way, we get the fresh information out there, ladies and gentlemen, on vaccinations that the mass media cartel, such as Fox South Texas, is not reporting. And in fact, they seem to go out of their way not to report these things. I'm now getting in my truck.
Oh, boy.
Where I'll have a slightly more controlled environment. And hold on, I'm talking to a friend.
Uh-oh.
Okay, don't I know you?
Yes, I'm Marshall.
Yeah, how you doing, Marshall?
Good, I saw you and I wanted to come say hello.
Great, I'm doing a live radio show right now.
Oh, neat. What's the topic?
The news not reporting the downside of vaccinations. They They don't report any adverse effects.
They don't report the side effects at all. I'm an autoimmune patient, a former one, so I need to get the vaccine. But you read into it, and you're essentially gambling with whether your genetic code is going to give you these terrible side effects to it. But I think for immunocompromised people like myself, it's one of those things you got to risk anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's your choice. Yeah, we're just talking about how it needs to be remain strictly voluntary.
Oh, yeah. No, it should. Forcing somebody to take a vaccine is a bad precedent to set for the government. That's the reason public health powers are strongest on the local level instead of the national government, because giving the government the ability to lock people in their homes or force them to stay home is an incredibly dangerous power for the federal government as a whole. It would be even more dangerous if the federal government set a precedent that said that for X public health reason, we're going to force you to take a vaccine. They can then force you to do lots of other things.
Yeah,
which,
yeah, exactly.
You know, that's just a...
We can't really hear him too good with that mask on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that sounded much better.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's... I think handing the power, giving the state the power to do that is dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. And it will definitely affect more than just medical issues if the state is given that power. Rick Perry forced HPV vaccines in Texas, and that didn't go over well. I think that's the reason it's never been repeated, because it's a dangerous power to give the government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This will just be the first round of vaccines. We're already talking about in case they don't work or you need an update or all of that. So you're taking two at a time, twice a year, maybe some more updates. Then you're just giving them free access to your body to do anything they want to with it.
Absolutely. It is it's a dangerous proposition for sure. So
cattle.
They just
turned us into cattle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know Marshall from a few years back. We met on a flight, a Southwest flight coming out of Houston or wherever. But he's been active here in the Valley. Thanks for recognizing me. It's been a little while.
It has been. Good to see you.
Thanks for your comments.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure. I'll get a hold of you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hi, that was great.
Yeah.
It was good seeing his face, too.
Good. Good. I'm glad that came through okay. Hopefully the audio was okay when he had his mask on.
Most of the time.
Yeah, but he made it pretty clear that, you know, once you give the state the power for involuntary vaccination, there's not much you can do to stop the juggernaut. And that's another important point of this, ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing to oppose the vaccines in principle and completely, which I do, because I don't think the whole idea of vaccines is a wise idea. But since maybe that's not fully realistic to get that to stick, at the very least, rock bottom, as the National Vaccine Information Center says over and over again, we need to keep them strictly voluntary and add the caveat that there can be no restrictions on travel, airlines, and whatnot.
Mark, we got a break coming up.
Yeah, we'll see you in a minute.
Simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting. and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Every day we roll from town to town. We see another mom and papa just getting shut down. And it's the same five stores everywhere we go.
And returning to Stop the Presses here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. republicbroadcasting.org. This show runs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central, 3 to 4 Eastern. And today I just got done filming and audio recording and broadcasting today's show from out in front of the Fox South Texas station at 801 North Jackson Street in Farr, Texas, P-H-A-R-R. And this is simply to get more field work done, to flex our muscles technologically a bit as we do this show, both video and regular radio broadcast. And the video part is livestream.com/Ron Avery. And you can go to the Stop the Presses icon there and click on that. And you'll see us do this in real time, a slight delay, but real time. And then it automatically archives to that set, to that website, that is. Meanwhile, of course, the RBN shows are automatically archived in terms of the audio-only broadcast. But, Ron, I got some announcements coming up after the bottom of the hour and some things to show on the screen. But just to summarize what we're saying, it's particularly important now, and there's going to be more broadcasts, I might note, outside other stations, the McAllen Monitor Daily Newspaper, possibly KRGV, the ABC affiliate, Channel 5, and then the NBC and CBS affiliates. I'm going to cover everything I can here in South Texas, which is a border area. But there's going to be a lot more of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the preview of coming attractions, you might say, to take the fight to the media. And this is going to include talking to and sometimes confronting news directors whenever possible, be it on the phone, be it in person, whatever is accessible, whatever is doable. But, Ron, it can't come too soon, because without the mass media cartel, the COVIDocracy and the whole scare story, the whole fright peddling thing would never have gotten any traction. And I don't believe we'd be seeing these mass vaccinations right now. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree, because if we had an open and free press where there were other entities and other types of people that owned sections of the media, or large sections of the media, they couldn't keep this narrative going that we actually have a pandemic. That would be challenged, whether you even have one or not. The solution and closing down, destroying the economy of the United States would be challenged and heard about often in the media. And certainly the solution to it was everybody in the world get a vaccine before they're able to enter society. That would be challenged to the core. And so without the mass media cartel, this what we're experiencing these days would not happen, would be impossible.
Yeah, so that cannot be overemphasized as we bring this story and bring the fight, if you want to say it that way, bring the fight to the media, take it to the media, because they're not used to being on the receiving end of protests and scrutiny. They think they're the scrutinizers. But they need to be the object of extreme and sustained scrutiny, because every newscast you see is just, we got to get those jabs into the arms of Americans just as fast as we can. And to me, what they're really saying is as fast as they can before too many more people catch on.
Yes, I think, too, that the general public ought to change their whole behavior in terms of who they should complain to about public policy. I'm tired of going to the Capitol. I'm tired of writing letters to my congressman, because all they do is reinforce the mass media cartel. Because if they hold a view that is opposite the mass media cartel, they'll be crushed by the mass media cartel. And they won't even be reelected. So I think all of our complaints about the tyranny we're living under and the state terrorism should be, and all issues at this point should be taken directly to the media. Got to go right out in front of their station every time for a complaint, because we know that the others aren't going to listen to us. The mass media cartel holds the public mind, even including our representatives. So it's time to forget the Capitol, forget lawmakers, forget all them. Go straight to the source of the trouble, the mass media cartel.
Exactly. We probably got just a minute or two before the break here. I'll look for a signal from Board Ops so we stay on track at this point. I appreciate that. Yes, it's really regrettable what's happened to journalism, but restructuring the infrastructure of the alternative media and getting a good grassroots system out there. That way the Newsmaxes of the worlds and the One American News of the world, while they're appreciably better in some areas, we can't rely on them. That way we've got the grassroots, well-developed media to fall back on. But we'll be back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to Stop the Presses, your host, Mark Anderson. It's the 29th of January, 2021, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. This show runs Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central, 3 to 4 Eastern. Video simulcast on most days at livestream.com/Ron Avery. That includes today. That's A-E-V-E-R-Y on Avery. And you click on the Stop the Presses rectangular icon. Now I'm showing some things on the screen that I'll, of course, describe for the audio-only listeners. I'm going to comb through some things, Ron, real quick. This is the Bad Vaccine News Suppressed, a very excellent article in the latest American Free Press by Tilton Adler. And the subtitle is Afraid of Being Labeled Vaccine Deniers, the Mainstream Downplays Dangers. I suppose that's an element, being afraid of that. And then there's another subhead. Vaccines previously approved for emergency use have now been tied to life-threatening anaphylactic response, systemic inflammation, excess mortality, and even morbidity among vaccine recipients. And this is a very good article. It's the latest edition, issue 5 and 6, January 25, February 1st. You can go to AmericanFreePress.net to find out more or call 888-699-NEWS. To subscribe, you can get a short subscription for $17.76. I think it lasts 3 or 4 months. It comes out every other week. Reads kind of like a magazine and a newspaper. Really in-depth stuff. Check it out. This is just one of many very excellent articles. And I'm combing through some other items here. Bear with me. We also have this. I don't know what happened there. We seem to have had a problem with that one. But we have this as well. And check this out. This is the Pritzker Forum on Global Cities, I'm showing from their email notice here, put on by the Bilderberg Connected Financial Times and the CFR Connected Chicago Council on Global Affairs. And now, Ron, this is a new announcement here. This is rarely announced. The Pritzker Forum on Global Cities, which used to be held every June, is now being held roughly on a quarterly basis. They're bringing out multiple programs per year because this forum is so instrumental to this Chicago branch of the CFR in forwarding their globalist agenda. And note here, as I slowly scroll, it's called Pursuing Equity. How can we build fairer, healthier cities now and after the pandemic? Join the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, the Financial Times, and leading city experts, such experts, to discuss the impact of health and economic challenges to equitable urban life during the pandemic. Join us March 18th, 2021, 4 o'clock. Evidently, this will be pretty much all online through Zoom. But here's the speakers, and none other than Anthony Fauci, your friend and mine, Ron, America's doctor, we're told. He's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and he's going to be there along with LaToya Cantrell, the New Orleans mayor, and a gentleman named Dan Plato, the executive mayor of Cape Town, South Africa. But there he is, the fraud, the charlatan of the century, perhaps only second to Paul Ehrlich, who wrote the population bomb, who said that we were all supposed to be dead by now, Ron, or virtually all of humanity. And that was 10, 20 years ago that Paul Ehrlich, the quintessential charlatan, said we were all, literally all, supposed to be dead from starvation or exposure or whatever it might be due to our earthly activities. Fauci is right up there with the charlatan of the century, I would contend. And I'm just showing this. So this is the first time, Ron, I've seen strong evidence, direct evidence, that the globalists are getting fully in bed with the COVIDocracy. They've been very friendly to it, but this is the first time I've seen Fauci invited to one of these globo get-togethers. What are your thoughts on that? Ron, you there? I'm not hearing you, Ron, for some reason.
I'm sorry. I did have my sound off during the break. Yeah, I had to take some continuing ed hours every year. And this year I did them with the Metropolis magazine out of New York. And they're very big on all this stuff. And they're training architects about this. And there is absolutely no question. It's not even permitted to ask questions about the legitimacy of the pandemic. That's just a given. We start there. It was kind of like 9/11. You start your investigation of 9/11/01 in 19 cave dwellers from the Middle East. got hijacked airliners and crashed them into buildings. And then now let's do the investigation now that we understand the situation. Well, that was absolutely absurd. You start with the, you swallow the camel before you start the investigation. And then you start straining at all the gnats. You know, after you've swallowed the camel, you want to pick about who knew that the hijackers were around, who knew that they were held up in Florida, who knew that somebody was giving them any money. They never questioned, were there really any hijackers at all? Did the buildings even come down as a result of airplane crashes? I mean, this is the same thing. It's the identical setup, is that you start with the problem and you swallow the problem, and then you solve something that's not even a problem. We actually don't even have a problem. This is every day, every year, influenza and pneumonias and all of that. and they just took all those that were normally dying from that and shoved them into something called COVID-19.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And Mr. Fauci going to the Chicago Global Affairs Council is just proof positive that these think tanks who claim to be constantly nonpartisan use that as cover, because they've always been very clever in saying that, well, we're not Democrat or Republican, but that's not the line of demarcation we're interested in. Are you interested in the U.S. Constitution or a one world view, a one world system? That's the real dividing line, not left or right or blue or red or Democrat or Republican. It's nationalist, internationalist, or populist, globalist, or it's much more along those lines. And so Fauci, therefore, is a globalist. I don't think that's too much of a leap. And that explains a great deal about the way he is, about how he's completely tone deaf to any substantial exploration and even-handed information about vaccinations and about the overall COVID situation. He's dedicated to a different worldview. And, you know, this ties into the Joe Biden thing. A lot of people say, well, when Trump got in, the left was wrong to say he's not my president, you know, and then they'll say Donald Trump was their president, whether these leftists and Marxists and liberals liked it or not. And then the situation reverses, and a lot of Trumpers are saying, well, Joe Biden is not my president. But see, actually, Joe Biden is not my president. It's a different argument. Why is it a different argument? Because Donald Trump, for all his faults, at least believed in America in the general framework of it. Joe Biden doesn't believe in the Constitution or America. He's operating on a different system. So he really is not our president. He's the president of the American part of the New World Order. And yes, Republicans and Democrats are both involved in that. Trump took a different tack and took the GOP on a little bit more of a populist, pro-American trajectory, however. But Joe Biden really isn't our president. He's sitting in the president's seat, but he's the president of the American branch of the NWO. And so I believe with Fauci going to the Chicago branch of the CFR, because the Chicago Global Affairs Council used to be called the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, and it's only 1 year younger than the original New York CFR, I believe Fauci going to that shows his true pedigree. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Oh, I'm with you 100%. And if you listen to the supporters of Biden, the same thing can be said about them. Only people that don't believe that America should be an independent nation anymore, that it were all just part of one big old happy planet. And, you know, I mean, this is not to say that we should be harming other people or taking advantage of other people, but it also acknowledges that we have different views and we have different backgrounds and we have different laws and all of this. That and if we're going to really help other people around the world, we should show them how our freedom and independence is something to be wanted, something to be mimicked and copied, not something that we should. The way they're doing it is the way the globalists approach this is that we have the answers. We're the guys. And we're just going to shove it down everybody's throat, and we're going to force them to do this and force them to do that, because we'll make it up. We'll make up the reason why we have to do this. And that's really what they're doing. And what is it? Global warming. You know, it can't be just American warming. It's got to be global warming. It can't be just terrorism in America. It's got to be global. Everything's global. And so the solution is global. As long as the problem's global, you have to solve it with a global solution. And that means more centralized government controlling everything.
Yeah, and one of the things that Ivo Dalder, the president of the Chicago Global Affairs Council, who's a former U.S. envoy to NATO, one of the things he's written about in Chicago Tribune op-eds and other venues, Foreign Affairs, the CFR Journal, and I believe other websites and whatnot, he's written about, even going so far as to say that it's wrong to have vaccine nationalism. Try that one on for size, Ron. Vaccine nationalism. So it's not enough that America supports the vaccination program hands down and is really showing no restraint state by state of administering vaccines that were rushed to market, where the animal testing was skipped mostly or altogether by Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech. And it's not enough for all of that. America is just going, you know, full bore on this. But, oh, we're too nationalistic about it, the globalists say. And I strongly suspect, and we'll find out whether this comes up when Fauci speaks to the Chicago Global Affairs Council March 18th. And I'll be covering that and bringing that to the viewers and listeners of RBN and our livestream.com outlet. And, of course, readers of American Free Press and readers of worldimpactnews.net and all my other news outlets, thetruthhound.com, my blog. I'll be reporting on it more beforehand as well as that day and afterwards. But I strongly suspect this accusation that America is still not pro-vaccine enough, Ron, because we're still vaccine nationalists. And so we're still not meeting the demands of the globalocracy. And vaccine nationalism evidently means that we only have a U.S. outlook for our vaccinations. But what it also might mean is that we should accept vaccines manufactured in other countries, possibly China, to put into the veins of men, women, and children here, and not just use vaccines that are made here, as risky as they already are, already causing hundreds of adverse reactions, evidently hundreds of deaths, that the mass media cartel, like I show here in South Texas when I was outside the Fox station earlier in today's show, as they're completely ignoring. So you look at this and it's just incredible. We're still not measuring up to the globalist demands, and even with vaccinations.
I think we got a caller, Mark, I'm not mistaken.
Do we have a caller, Julie? Go ahead and bring her on. Layla in Canada?
Yes, that's right. I was listening to the earlier portion where you were talking about going after the news media cartel. I think you're on the right track. They certainly are the greatest source of disinformation and spreading the corruption that is taking place. But I think people really also have to look at the United Nations, which is an illegal entity, and it's on U.S. soil. And
amen.
Its proclamations are all contrary to the interests of the U.S. So now, when you say go after the news media, what sort of approach were you thinking of? I may have missed that portion.
Some of it would be demonstrations outside their offices to let them know that we're onto them, that we see them as such a pernicious and corrosive disinformation influence that we know we no longer have to take everything to legislators, because we know they protect the bad legislators and they keep the good ones from getting or staying in office. To let them know through communications, through direct protests, through trying to interview by phone or in person some of their news directors, whatever it takes to let them know that the people don't trust them, and that a new and much broader and much more effective alternative media system is taking place. There's a huge vacuum and gap to fill, and we plan to fill it. That's why we do a video simulcast of this radio show, for example. We're doing everything in our power to get better technology and more dissemination of our message, even while we challenge theirs. So that's what it would consist of. And we're open to suggestions, of course.
Mark, another... Well, let me answer just a little bit more, is that the news media won't cover many of the complaints that people have when they take it to the Capitol and take it to their representatives. They just ignore it, and you never even hear about it. Now, much that's going on in these countries, we never hear about. So in order to be even seen by the public, we have to go get right in the face of the media, where they can't get in and out of the building without going across us. So that's literally how we are going to have to get our complaints to our representatives, is right through the media directly.
Yeah, that can be tried too. Go ahead, Layla.
Those, they're basically the talking heads. They are owned and operated. The ones you have to go to are the general manager of the station. Yeah. Even the news directors are taking orders from the general managers. And the general managers, of course, are taking orders from the corporation that owns them. So find out who the corporations are that own them. If you talk to the puppets that are sitting with their vanity, that's all they're doing. Most of them are after the money and the glory of being recognized, the celebrity status. So they're insignificant. What you really have to go after is those who own the TV stations, the corporations. Find out who they are. They are the ones who have been protected or hidden behind a shield, partly of anonymity and partly of inaccessibility. And then do the same with the United Nations. I mean, absolutely. Most of them are thugs. So the United Nations, more than anything else, is a complete thief of the sovereignty of the United States, and it has been there for far too long. The thing about the U.S. that makes it such a wonderful republic is that all of its decision makers are not only presumably accountable and transparent, but they are only elected. Why is the U.N. issuing proclamations that everyone repeats as though it is some kind of directive from heaven that we have to obey? They were not elected. They were the president that did sign on was Truman, and he made a lot of cruel decisions. We all know about Japan, the weapons that he inflicted on the people of Japan. But the UN is really the most malicious, metastasized force. The problem is that it has metastasized. We're no longer dealing with simply a few tumors that are malignant. We're dealing with a metastasis that has also affected the thinking and caused the people to become bowed in submission without even realizing it. It has been so slow and so pervasive. And a lot of that was done through the previous vaccines. The people have always been told, oh, do this, do that. It's preventive health care. Preventive. We don't know what is in a lot of the drugs and the vaccines that have been administered to the people in the U.S. and in Canada, which is really just the satellite of the same corporations. We're all basically controlled by the same people. We have to uncover them. There's an irony, really, when I consider that old movie, The Wizard of Oz. Everyone is terrified of The Wizard of Oz until they pull back the curtain and see it's just a cowardly, shriveled-up old man. Well, that's probably what we'll find behind the powers that be. It's their thugs. They're hired thugs with muscle that keep them protected. And once those are revealed, who they are, and we're able to pinpoint who it is that is protecting them, then we have a target. I don't know if suggestions...
Very well put. I appreciate your comments, especially about the UN. Yeah, we can recall the skullduggery and deception that established it with Alger Hiss and the McCarthy hearings that were going on, of course, after that. But the McCarthy hearings sought to look at some of the people that put the UN into place. And Whitaker Chambers, of course, was with the communist movement that collaborated with the Rockefellers and their money to put the UN along the East River in New York that used to be Rockefeller property. And Whitaker Chambers wrote a book called Witness. And that book, Witness, I believe he converted to Christianity, and he spilled the beans on what this communist juggernaut, this fifth column, was like back in the mid to late 40s, when the UN was established, and then NATO came out of the UN charter, and they established NATO. But yeah, that's another layer to this that's extremely important. Yes, I want to thank you, Paul. We have to wind up the show.
So anyway, I will leave that thought with you, but also there's also the British influence through Canada. There was a man who had been the labor, you must be aware of William Lyon Mackenzie King, who was the PR public relations advisor to David Rockefeller and advised him to give that land to the UN as a donation. And he was, and then William Lyon Mackenzie King became Prime Minister of Canada for 22 years in the Liberal Party, which is controlled by Zionists. has always been controlled by Zionists. Even today, the Prime Minister in Canada, I have been told, I finally got someone to confess, although he was supposedly a progressive and a metrosexual, he's actually controlled by the Zionists now that he's in power. And he is such a vain man of little intellect that he is really possessed by his desperate vanity. And many of those talking heads you see on TV...
We're going to have to cut you short, Layla. We're coming up on the show in just a minute. But yeah, Justin Trudeau is absolutely a picture of pathetic vanity, kissing up to the powers that be, being their tool. Thanks for your in-depth comments, and thanks for calling. We have to move on. But well taken, the UN, as well as approaching the higher-ups in the media, Ron, what she's saying, the upper brass, maybe that would mean some demonstrations outside the house. People that are general managers of news stations. Maybe that'd be another approach, Ron.
Yes.
You know, just as suggestions out there, of course, nothing trespassing, nothing violent, of course, ladies and gentlemen, just to let them know that we know where the real power lies and where the real problem is. But again, a reminder for listeners live and on the archive, go to republicbroadcasting.org. See the new news posting for the new Citizen Reporter, a trifold pamphlet that I put out. The idea is to share it electronically, download it, print it, share it wherever you go, through food drive-thrus, through bank drive-thrus, share it with friends and family, coworkers, whatever the case might be. Download it, print it, share it electronically as well. The new Citizen Reporter, it's listed in the main news feed at republicbroadcasting.org, and it's also under RBN updates. You'll see it. It focuses on the media ignoring the downside of vaccinations. But Ron, thanks for working with me today and bringing this to the people, to the listeners and viewers from the field for at least the first part of today's show. I hope it went across okay.
Yeah, I think it went very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Ron Avery, he's our engineer here, and he's often on this show engineering and or co-hosting. And the video feed, of course, goes to livestream.com/Ryan Avery. Click on the Stop the Presses icon. And any final thoughts, Ron?
Yeah, let's thank our nice Julie, who handles all the audio managing and incoming calls. She's a sweet thing. She's at republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah, she does a great job. Absolutely. The archived items go right up, right away, and that way listeners that might have missed the show in real time can get right on there and catch what they want and bounce around, listen to part of it or all of it, depending on what they want.
Thanks
out there, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for the caller from Canada. Very, very good and valuable input. We'll see everybody next time as we continue to look at the mass media cartel here on Stop the Presses. Have a great weekend.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.